Well, New South Wales farmers' confidence continues to increase despite national concerns about COVID-19's effect on the farmers' markets. According to Rabobank's Rural Confidence Sydney, the main reason behind this is a break in New South Wales' ongoing drought, with more than half the state's farmers expecting conditions to improve. But New South Wales was the only state to report this increase in confidence. Other states continue to be concerned over COVID-19's influence. To find out more about the situation, Ryan Stanton asked Sally Bull, Senior Manager for Riverina for Rabobank, why New South Wales confidence has increased.
The main reason why confidence has increased so significantly is due to the major turnaround in seasonal conditions. So the majority of New South Wales is now, out of drought and looking, they're pretty well set up for a good year. The only part of the state that is not is, the Monero of southeastern New South Wales and some pockets around Broken Hill. But generally everywhere else, the break in the drought is the number one reason why farmer confidence has improved.
In contrast to New South Wales, other states have failed to register an uptick in farmer confidence. Why may this be the case?
Well, I can only really speak with regard to Victoria, but it appears they were more concerned about the impacts of COVID. So whether that was commodity price fall, particularly wool producers, the wool market has seen quite a drop, and perhaps maybe some of the trade tensions with China, but also being able to secure supplies as well. So farm inputs seem to weigh more negatively in Victoria.
You mentioned COVID-19 being a cause for concern, as well as potential issues surrounding supply. Will the virus cause any supply outages of produce going forward?
I don't. So far we haven't seen any evidence of that having a major, having a major impact on supply chains. So it's a little bit hard to say, if there was a severe second wave as to what that would mean. But so far, agriculture in Australia has weathered the COVID storm pretty well. And whilst there was, it was hard to get some farm inputs earlier on, that may not have been attributed to COVID specifically either.
Are there any other ways that COVID has affected farmers, or are these the key issues?
Yeah, they're probably the main issues. I think, not being able to go to sale yards probably, impacted those farmers who buy from the sale yards and sell. But otherwise it's there doesn't seem to have been a major impact.
Another thing you noted earlier was the easing of the ongoing drought in New South Wales being a factor in increased farmer confidence. Can we expect the easing of the drought to last?
Well, I'm not a weather forecaster, but certainly the expectation is that they are set up for a better season than we've had over the last 3 years. So, and I think a lot of the croppers would have significant soil moisture profile to get through until, spring anyway. So maybe rain in winter won't be that critical given where their crops currently are.
Do we have any indication on how this drought will affect farmers in future years, or is this still an unknown factor?
If irrigators were to get a good water allocation this year, that would happen in July, they would start announcing the water allocation. So that would be of benefit to farmers, irrigation farmers financially over the next financial year rather than just this calendar year. But, otherwise a little bit too early to tell about what the seasonal conditions will be like next year.
Are there any other important factors affecting rural farmers that you would want the listeners to know about?
I think I'll just say something like this. So I think with the seasonal conditions, current commodity prices, apart from maybe wool, which is seeing a little bit of a blip, I think farmers are, in most areas well set up for the year. And it will be good for them to be able to get this year off so that they can, put themselves in a good financial position going forward, or a better financial position after several years of drought.
Sally Bull, Senior Manager for Riverina for Rabobank, speaking with Ryan Stanton there.